39 people were shot in Chicago over the weekend, part of a surge of gun violence that has plagued the city since January of 2016. Shootings that month were more than twice the number of a typical January. Ever since, there's been a new victim roughly every other hour. WBEZ in Chicago has embarked on a year-long project called Every Other Hour. The series is examining the causes and effects of gun violence, the people most affected, and possible solutions. In this story, WBEZ's Chip Mitchell looks at what might have sparked the shooting surge.
Since Chicago's gun violence got worse at the beginning of last year, it's killed more than 900 people. A lot of the victims have been on the city's west side. Derek Brown works there.
I can go to any gang corner and talk to these guys and they'll listen. They know who I am. They know when I come for business.
Brown says he climbed the ladder inside a big west side gang, then left about 10 years ago. He now teaches boxing to young men and runs a restorative justice program for a church.
I get troubled youth, at-risk youth, high gang potential, shooters.
Brown says he noticed something change in late 2015, right after the city released a police dash cam video that shows a white police officer fatally shooting a black teen named Laquan McDonald.
Everyone seen the same video, and everybody realized that we're having the exact same problem.
One of Brown's students told me he saw himself in McDonald. He wouldn't let me use his name, but he said he watched the video over and over.
Over 30 times at that time. And I actually watched it again over the months, and because it's like, dang, they really shooting at the man for what? It just kept going on in my head.
Brown says the video ignited something and that it still affects his students and their peers.
They are mad and don't know how to channel that anger. Instead of them lashing out on the authority figures, they're lashing out on each other. It's just like if my parent whoops me in the house, just whoop me for no reason. It's easier for me to lash out on my little sister than going at my parent.
Then,
once one corner shoot at one corner, of course the other corner is going to bust back.
Many people on Chicago's south and west sides tell me they feel the change Brown's talking about.
Gwendolyn Holiday, DeAndre Holiday's mother.
In January of last year, DeAndre was 24. He and his girlfriend were at a party, and she got into a fight. Holiday says her son tried to help, but that led to a skirmish with some men he didn't know. She says DeAndre tried to leave.
As he was getting into his car, one of the guys walked up to my son and shot him as he was getting in the car 3 or 4 times.
DeAndre died on the spot. Over the next few weeks, Gwendolyn Holiday heard about the other young African-American men getting shot. She says it seemed like people were riled up, like all of a sudden there was this attitude.
I'm going to get you before you get me.
She now wonders whether the Laquan McDonald video, everyone seeing that officer shoot him, she wonders whether it activated more violence.
It really don't take much. You know, it's like you light a fuse, it's going to go off.
Now, it may seem far-fetched to blame a video for a city's shooting surge, but some policing experts are taking the idea seriously, experts like Northwestern University political scientist Wesley Scogin.
What that event made clear to larger numbers of people was the extent to which the police could be perceived as acting with relative impunity on the street when they were policing poor and black communities.
But how widespread was that perception, and could it really erupt into violence? WBEZ poured through data from the city of Chicago. We found a trend in calls to 911 about people getting shot. The number of those calls per actual shooting victim changed at the end of 2015 during the city's uproar about the McDonald video. The calls to 911 per victim fell by nearly 20%. David Kennedy of the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York says that drop could be a signal that people closest to Chicago's gun violence had lost trust in the authorities.
What you're coming across, it looks like, is at least some of the explanation for why violence has spiked. The McDonald shooting in Chicago, Freddie Gray's death in Baltimore, lit a fire under the street scene.
This narrative that a police legitimacy crisis after the Laquan McDonald video sparked Chicago's shooting surge, it hasn't gotten much attention from city and police officials. There's another narrative that has. It also carries a lot of weight with veteran cops.
No, you can go farther back. Yeah, go ahead. You can recline. Or...
officers like this one I interviewed in his pickup truck.
Check, check, check. Are we recording?
He spoke on condition we not name him because he didn't have the police department's permission to talk. He says what elevated the city's violence had to do with what cops were allowed to do and whether they felt like they had support. First, a new state law and a city settlement with the ACLU required officers to use a longer form to document their street stops to make sure they weren't violating constitutional rights.
No problem. But now you got this form that's 2 pages long.
The fear was that the documentation would be used to discipline officers, even prosecute them. The other big thing, he says, was the city's release of the McDonald video.
It looks bad. Looks terrible. You kind of huddle up and you're like, here we go.
He says the relentless protests and new scrutiny for cops pushed many to quit policing proactively. And he says this is what that meant on the streets.
You go to a job, things start to escalate. Now, what do I do? Oh, because I see this guy's running through the gangway. I go to chase him. Oh, okay. What if now I grab him? The guy's got a gun. He starts fighting with me. Now what? Are they going to back me? What if something bad happened? Well, look, you did this. This happened. As opposed to just simply being a presence and answering your calls.
He says the decision by cops to pull back did not go unnoticed by criminals.
Which is a direct cause of the shootings and homicides going up.
Data on police activity does show that the number of times cops stopped people to ask questions and maybe frisk them, that number dropped by more than 80% just before the city's gun violence rocketed up. So this idea that cops had pulled back and that other idea that they had just lost legitimacy, both these narratives to explain Chicago's shooting surge revolve around the Laquan McDonald video. We can call it the Laquan effect. It's like what had been called the Ferguson effect, the notion that the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in Missouri is what sparked a rise in homicides in some U.S. cities. But just for a sec, let's consider whether Chicago's shooting surge came from something else. I brought a list of possibilities to Jens Ludwig. He's an economist who heads the University of Chicago Crime Lab, a team of researchers that works closely with the police department.
Poverty?
No.
Youth joblessness?
No.
Segregation?
No. Those are factors that didn't change dramatically at the end of 2015.
Meaning they don't explain why the shooting surge started. Neither does the availability of guns.
Probably not. The state of Indiana did not get any closer to the city of Chicago at the end of 2015, which is where a large share of the guns come from.
Police staffing cuts, the recession, public housing demolition, clinic and school closings.
The timing doesn't fit.
Ludwig says the shooting surge also doesn't seem tied to incarceration levels, Illinois' budget impasse, or the weather.
Doesn't fit the pattern.
And what about gang fragmentation or the rise of opioids or provocations in social media? The timing and impact of those things are not easy to measure.
Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows, he says. Gwendolyn Holliday, that mother who lost her son to a shooting last year, she says it's important to find out and for the whole city to understand.
We need to know what it is we're doing wrong, because apparently we're doing something wrong.
This year's numbers would suggest that. So far, there have been almost as many homicides as last year at this point. And so far, there's no consensus about whether the shooting surge was ignited by the Laquan McDonald video or something else. For Here and Now, I'm Chip Mitchell in Chicago.